could the UK's departure from the EU boost the cause of Irish unity? That's one of the many questions thrown up by the Brexit referendum vote. Sinn Féin have renewed their demand for a border poll after the vote, but the idea was rejected by Prime Minister David Cameron in Parliament yesterday. How much will Brexit shake things up here? Malachy O'Doherty and Alex Kane with us today. Malachy, morning. Alex, good morning.
Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, good morning. What do you think, Malachy?
Well, I think it's quite evident from people that I'm talking to and meeting that there is an increased interest in a united Ireland. There are two elements to that. For some, I suppose it's the sense that another identity has been stripped off, you know, by losing the Europe, and therefore, in a sense, you know, the united Ireland thing has to be put back in place. But for others, it's a purely practical one. They do believe that they're economically and practically better off in the European Union, and that the way to get back into the European Union is to unite Ireland, or at least, if that's not possible, some measure short of that, whereby Ireland might represent our interests, maybe in some kind of joint authority or joint sovereignty arrangement. But these things are now being discussed by people who had put that whole thing aside up to a week ago.
Alex?
I have some sympathy with that point that Malachy's making, because I think it's the shock of this. Most people didn't expect the Leave side to win. I think the general view was, Malachy would agree, that Remain would edge it or maybe even do reasonably well out of this. I think when you get a shock like this, and I just say, go back to the shock many people felt at the time of the Good Friday Agreement, you know, with those who were on the no side and so on. When you get shocked, you get a lot of very panicky reactions. I think there isn't going to be a border poll anytime soon, Stephen. The Irish government don't want it. The British government don't want it. There's no sense that we're going to have it. I'm not even sure Sinn Féin is terribly serious about it. We have two and a half, three years of negotiations. Malachy's right. Anything could happen in that stage. We have front page of the Irish News today. You have a senior Fine Gael member saying that if the EU try to put pressure on them on corporation tax, they may have to think of an exit strategy as well. There's so much going on. But yes, if the general point is, are people who mightn't have been thinking about a united Ireland thinking, oh, well, maybe, yes, they are. If you're saying 5, 10 years down the line, if there was a border poll, slightly different circumstances, so, would a majority vote for it? I don't think so.
So what do you read into the rush for Irish passports from post offices in Northern Ireland?
Again, I just think, oh, enough, that's just a bit of a panic reaction, because people for some reason seem to think that. I mean, I was talking to someone yesterday, Stephen, who actually thought to me, a student who thought that she would no longer be able to travel to France and Germany. So people are not quite sure what's happening. And again, it's this shock thing. I'm not trying to mitigate it or say we should ignore that the seismic change that has happened in UK, British, Irish.
Can I just ask this? And sorry if this is a simplistic question, but I'm a simplistic person, Malachy O'Doherty. If you get an Irish passport, does that mean you retain your EU citizenship?
Yeah, but you don't, if you carry on living in the UK outside Europe, you don't reap the economic benefits of trade, of.
But you remain an EU citizen. I understand.
You don't, you know, but yes, with my Irish passport, living in Northern Ireland, I can still travel to, for instance, Germany and maybe be entitled to some benefits or healthcare or so on in a way which I wouldn't be entitled to if we were outside. But I think Alex is right, you know,
Sorry, just to clarify that. So that's even if. So you're a British taxpayer,
yeah.
Britain would be outside, the United Kingdom would be outside the EU, but you would be an EU citizen.
Yeah, I am an EU citizen. That will not change.
Very quickly just saying that, Malachy, you're absolutely right, and I think, Stephen, that is the point. But that's my point about people who may be taking that Irish passport. If, under the new dispensation, they still are able to think that they're part of the European Union and even can call themselves a European Union citizen, that will count if they ever have to have a border poll on Irish unit. They can still have the best of both worlds. They can say, well, yeah, technically we're still in the European Union, but we can also keep the UK. So I think that's another factor to put
in. You know, Alex, I would wonder how, for instance, senior academics at Queen's University today might be thinking about a united Ireland, given that they're going to lose huge amounts of research grants coming from the EU. I think there's two things. One is, the mood in the nationalist community now is very similar to what was in the unionist community after the Anglo-Irish Agreement. There's a feeling that the ground has shifted under their feet without their consent. So there's that kind of shock, and that shock may pass or may be ameliorated. But there are also, people are weighing up the practical advantage. The practical argument against a united Ireland to date has been, well, the economy's worse there, the health service is worse there, and we're really better off in the UK where we're much, you know, much wealthier. But actually, that could be changing with the Chancellor of the Exchequer saying there will be cuts in public spending, there will be tax increases. So that whole practical argument could all be evened out now, and you might find people who are politically cynical, who've no notions of identity or romantic attachment to United Ireland, saying, you know, that's the deal that would suit us better.
Very quickly, Alex.
I just think he's right about the Anglo-Irish agreement, because a lot of unions, that's when you got the campaign for equal citizenship, it's when you got the revival of Ulster Scots. Look at unionism 20 years after that. It was buoyant, it was relaxed, it was feeling comfortable. I just think 2-3 years down the line, Stephen, anything is possible. I am not actually particularly concerned about a vote for United Ireland anytime soon.
By the way, I got an Irish passport.
I read about that.
And Gavin Robinson from the DUP signed my photos. I need to get someone to verify them. Gavin was in town, came and signed them for me.
Maybe he just went through to you, Stephen. Have you thought about that?
Well, that's
he's
a possibility.
He's hoping you'll just go work for RTE or something.
If RTE want to offer me a job, I'll take it.
Oh, don't. That'll be the beginning of the end, Stephen. Don't talk like that. You'll start panic on the stock market.
Thank you, Maliki.